Ahead, you have the floor.
Thank you. I also want to thank you for the organization, particularly the Republic of Korea, Good Neighbors, Quarica, KCOC, for the organizing and inviting us. And also thank you all for coming to this event. So the Asia-Pacific Refugee Right Network, now 11 years old, with 400 members reach across 30 countries, has set out a vision for regional protection that seeks to galvanize multi-stakeholders collaboration for effective protection. APRON can highlight good practices through its members, its working groups, and its collaboration with diverse stakeholders. For example, APRON's theory of change prioritizes the participation of refugees and other people with lived experience of displacement, including women and young people, in order to ensure their greater say in policies, programs, and solutions affecting their lives. In October 2018, APRON supported the inaugural Asia-Pacific Summit of Refugees on the sidelines of its 7th Asia-Pacific Consultation on Refugee Rights. At the APCRR7, in response to recommendations of APSOR, APRON convened a refugee leadership and participation working group, which now has a 2 years work plan. Furthermore, the Asia-Pacific Network of Refugees was established in 2018 on the recommendation of APSOR, comprising representatives from refugee-led organization, networks, and communities residing in host countries in Asia-Pacific region. APRON has substantively with both the GCR and GCM processes over the period of their design and infrastructure implementation. Throughout, we have called for the co-creation of enabling environment for the meaningful participation and leadership of refugees, forced migrants, hosts, and others affecting in all decisions affecting their lives. To that end, we have made a joint pledge on APNOR for the GRF, which we are inviting others to match. APRON and APNOR pledge is to review, strengthen, develop and implement internal network policies, procedures, strategies, and practices which maximize our contribution under a whole-of-society approach to the co-creation of sustainable enabling environment for the leadership and meaningful participation in all decisions affecting the lives of people with living and lived experience, forced migration experiences, host communities, and other affected people. In order to be meaningful, participation must be safe, inclusive, sustainable, and impactful. And we will strive for continuous improvement in each of these areas, including ensuring that our policies, procedures, strategies, and practices support the meaningful participation and leadership of women, youth, elders, LGBTI people, people with disability, people from ethnic and religious minorities, and other groups, including people in vulnerable situation. APRON and APNOR commit to practice mutual capacity strengthening over the pledging period, sharing lessons learned, striving to model good practices, and to develop and reporting against progress indicators. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.